Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Soul Growth Radio with Molly McCord, where we talk about what is happening in our world, within ourselves, how we're all connected and we're all feeling these energies, and we are beginning a powerful week. It is currently July 23rd, and we have big energies coming in right now. You're probably feeling it. You've probably been feeling it because we are officially in eclipse season since we had that really powerful new moon solar eclipse on July 12th and 13th. So we're building up to the lunar eclipse full moon. Every lunar eclipse is a full moon. That's why I say these words, because I know that not everyone knows that, so I like to just make it clear. That's why also every solar eclipse is a new moon. So we're building up to the full moon lunar eclipse at 4/5 degrees of Aquarius, and it's a big one. It's a powerhouse. I'm going to talk a lot about that lunation on Wednesday's show, but because we're already in the energy of it right now, with the sun officially in Leo, we really can feel it ramping up within us. You feel something perhaps growing in you because of the Leo strength that comes into the picture. The sun just went into Leo late on July 22nd, and it changes the energy. The sun in Cancer helped us emote. It helped us feel. It got us out of our heads. It put us back in our hearts. It got us in touch with the fact that we are multisensory beings, and we pick up on energies and vibrations, and they come in, and we feel them, and then we feel, and we push energy back out. So it's like, the sun in Cancer reminds us to flow, okay? It reminds us to be in that flow of life and to trust what we feel and to listen to our emotional messages, to be in tune with that part of ourselves. And then when the sun moves into Leo here, now we get a strengthening because the energy allows us to see, who am I now and where do I source my confidence? Where do I source courage? How do I believe in the fact that I'm here to shine? I'm here to really be myself, to love myself. Sun in Leo is how we love ourselves. So that is the name of the game now. As the sun traverses Leo, and as I'm doing this show, the sun is only at 0 degrees of Leo. It's almost to 1 degree. So we're literally in the beginning phases of this energy. But perhaps you felt a shift. And what's lovely here is that astrology has so many cycles. And these cycles are beautiful. They're complex. They're quite dynamic. But they are meant to continually move us forward. So now as we move into this Leo energy, which is fiery and which is creative, and we reignite our own sparks. We reignite that sense of self, that I am energy. And it's really connected with your solar plexus. And so you may feel something in your solar plexus energetically, or you may even feel that you're ready to, I feel it as a shining of the energy, like you polish your chakras, you polish it up. You polish up the solar plexus so that you feel a power within yourself. So it's quite interesting how the energies move us forward and remind us that we have so many different energy fields to engage with and to play with, to embrace, to remember, and to work with, you know, because we have so many senses. And it's one of the blessings of this journey. We can forget that. We can forget that we have so many ways that we experience this human adventure. And it's meant to remind you that it's okay to focus on certain themes at a time as needed, and to remember that you have access to all of the energies out there in the universe, because ultimately they are also within you. So this is the Monday podcast. I know that some people listen to it later on in the week. This is the Monday podcast where we focus on healing energies. And I was on vacation last week. I went and visited some family and friends in Seattle, where I lived for a number of years. And we moved to Florida a few years ago. And I love Florida. I really do. It's a beautiful place for many reasons. And it's always interesting to go back to a place that you used to live. Have you ever done that? You go back and you know that you're different, or the place feels different for you, or you see it differently. It can be similar to as you grow up and you go back to previous schools that you went to, your elementary school or your junior high, your middle school. You return to these places and you see them differently. You appreciate what you learned there, what they held for you. We are moving through a big theme of movement right now. Movement into these new energies, movement into these new places of yourself. So you might also have the experience of visiting places you used to be. Now, this could be physically, literally, figuratively, but you could see where you've come from. And that's how I looked at this trip to Seattle and back and just the changes that have happened since then. You could notice this energy because we have a lot of retrograde planets. And whenever there's a lot of retrograde, we revisit, we reassess, and we have the ability to see things differently. During retrogrades, we have the ability to find peace with what was, peace with a situation, peace with who you were, peace with what an experience was, peace with where you lived. Because when you consciously look back at what you were gathering or experiencing in these places, now you're looking at it with hindsight, the beautiful gift of hindsight, and you can see it differently or more clearly. So we have the energy right now of revisiting places. Maybe that's in your dreams. Maybe it's coming up for you through conversations, through people in the past, through old friends, through childhood friends, classmates. Think of how people from the past can show up and communicate, or you touch in, and you can really look at who I was then and who I am now. So we're moving through a very dynamic summer with the retrogrades that are giving us these messages from our former selves, from our energies that we were, people that we were, the version of ourselves that we were. And all of this, of course, is a gift. And it's meant to help you, it's really meant to help remind you how much you've experienced in this life and in this one lifetime, and how much you've grown, how much you've changed, what you've healed, who you were then. And look at it with loving eyes for yourself and for others. Loving eyes of, I needed something to learn something, to experience it, to have that really big experience of whatever it might be for you. And then you understand what it brought you, right? What you learned from it, how you healed, what you really needed to experience. And that's going to continue, especially as we move into August, because August has the most planets in retrograde, including the Mercury retrograde, which actually begins this Thursday. Mercury goes retrograde on July 26th, early in the morning in my time zone. I'm in Eastern time zone, so it's at 1:02 a.m., and it's at 23 degrees of Leo. And it's going to be retrograde until August 18th. So we're moving through a time of revisiting, reassessing, reprioritizing, and I offer that to you to help alleviate any pressure or stress that you're placing on yourself to figure things out right now. Because in some way, you're being reminded that there's so much in motion and so much moving around that you're not going to get all the information or all the answers right now. You're probably not going to get them in August either. It'll probably be later in the fall, later in September and October when things get straightened out a bit more. So if you can just alleviate that on yourself, if you can just release any burdens or the heaviness. Now, things are going to be happening. Definitely, life doesn't pause. But it's understanding that we move through certain phases where we're meant to go with the flow more and to stay in touch with our intentions. And as you stay in touch with your intentions and you're in the flow, you'll find that you can be carried, you know, gracefully without your human will or your human priorities, your human power feeling like it has to do everything. And with all these retrograde energies, we are reminded to pause and just take some deep breaths before we decide anything, before we put too much pressure or expectations on ourselves. Retrogrades are a time of just slowing down, and I see them as such a blessing because if we did not have retrogrades, we would go, and just exhaust ourselves. And so we have a period of time right now where we have to be very mindful of our own energy, to look at where perhaps we've been exhausting ourselves, and to just slow it down for our own sanity, for our own peace of mind, to just take those intentional breaks that will feel really good, truly, because you'll see how it's better when you can release your grasp on some things. And it lightens up your energy. When you just allow yourself to, okay, I'm going to release that. I'm going to set it right there on the table. I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to will it. I'm not going to try and do too much. I'm just going to allow it. And if you can practice that with even the little things, it will really help you. It'll help you unpack some of what you've been holding and carrying. Now, in this Monday show, I want to talk about healing themes, because that is an ongoing theme in our life where there's always things that we are being gifted with healing, being able to see it in a higher way, a more self-loving way. And I want to talk about how it can feel like when you're on this path that you become more conscious, more mindful, more aware, you do more of your work and you understand your own triggers. And you understand your feelings, and you understand more about your energy, your patterns, your lessons, perhaps your challenges. And you start to see it, and you understand, too, your power, and that you have the ability to change the energy, you have the ability to change your path, to make more conscious choices, to be more mindful of yourself. And as we go about this, we can feel at times like we're doing more work than other people. As in, you realize, well, I've been on this healing path for years, or I've been studying metaphysics or spiritual things for decades, and why is it that I'm doing all this work, or why am I, you know, feeling like I have a bigger serving on my plate than other people? And the first thing I want to offer you is that any kind of comparison will not serve you. It won't serve you. Because ultimately, you'll be comparing apples to oranges, or say, oranges to robots, or you're comparing a lotus flower to a seat cushion. I mean, you can't compare. You really can't compare because of how individual each of our paths can be in a lifetime. If you go into comparison, if you find yourself going there, it will keep deflating your own energy. And so it's typical at times to do that, especially when you're in conversation with friends or with family or other people, coworkers, and they look at you like you're crazy because you're doing this, you know, you're talking about certain things or you're interested in certain topics, and they're just like, I have no idea what you're even referring to. And you understand that at some point in your life, you weren't aware of some of these things either. You know, that this was just knowledge that you had no concept of. So again, you can't go into comparison because every person on this planet is here for their own soul reasons, their own divine purpose, and we know that at higher levels of consciousness, everything is in perfect order, but we don't see it because our feet are here on this planet, on this earth, having our individual human experiences for certain reasons, and we don't always know, you know, the bigger picture or the bigger cycles of everything. Now, at the higher levels, there is only light and unconditional love. So ultimately, that's where we all are vibrating at higher levels, but then we have to come into human outfits and we obtain density in order to be here on the planet. And so we can lose track of that connection to our own light and to our own conditional love. But we're bringing that down onto the planet. And we're doing it through very dense energies and very dense structures at times. And we're doing it in our unique ways. And so I want to validate that we each have unique journeys. And we know that, and we can forget it. And that's why I find that astrology has been an amazing tool for understanding that, because no astrology chart is the same. Even twins that are born minutes apart, the chart changes. So every chart is unique and different, as is the soul's intentions or what the soul is here healing. And it also brings in how I get this funny image of, you know, you can see someone and think, okay, they're here in this lifetime and they have a carry-on in their left hand and a martini in their right hand. And you're like, that's all they came with. They just showed up with a martini and a carry-on and they're here and they're having a great life and their life is easy, or they have all these lovely things and they don't have to do any of their own work, or, you know, you can have that perspective. And then you look at yourself and you think, well, I showed up with a cargo ship and 8 containers of things that I'm trying to clear up and clean out in this lifetime. So what's going on, universe? Why am I with my cargo ship trying to unload all this stuff and transmute it and heal it and change it into divine light and divine love? And again, you can't go into comparison. Because if you do, you won't. When you go into comparison, you step out of your power. You step out of your power. Because someone else's journey is none of your business. Ram Dass has this wonderful quote from one of his original books about even someone else's opinion of me is none of my business. And so part of the spiritual work is minding our own business and reminding ourselves that, okay, I'm doing this for a purpose and for a reason. And I want to offer you some ways to look at that. Now, we never know someone else's full soul journey. And we never know what they've been through in their own lifetimes or energy experiences. Maybe there's even that sense that some people don't have very many lifetimes. And some of us feel like we have, you know, 1,000,004. And you have all these different lifetimes and all these different parallel universes, and you're constantly dealing with a kaleidoscope of energies. And what we have to really embrace is the fact that we came here. We are existing for beautiful reasons that we chose. And one of the best questions you can sit with, and this is meant to be an empowering question, by the way, an empowering question is, why did I choose this lesson? Why did I choose this theme? Why did I choose to deal with certain things in this lifetime? Why did I choose it? And when you really tap into that soul choice energy, it will light you up. It will light you up because you'll remember, oh, I chose this to heal this theme in other lifetimes. I chose this to really complete this karmic cycle, or I chose this to experience more of my own power. I chose this to transmute this energy across all lifetimes. So go into why you chose it. And if you don't know, sit with that question and ask for answers. Ask to receive the answers. And those answers can come through incredible means, through a song on the radio, through a song on your iPod, through a message, through a book, through a conversation that you're in or a conversation that you overheard. Those messages can come in incredible ways because spirit is unlimited in how it delivers us messages and information. So you say, why did I choose this? Why did me and my cargo ship and my 8 containers of stuff choose all of this in this lifetime? And chances are you are one of the people who is here to move a lot of energy in this lifetime, to clear it, clean it, be done with it, and you chose it because you knew you'd be supported in doing so right now, at this time in humanity's existence. So it's very intentional. It's sort of like, okay, maybe you had, you know, like this 8 lifetimes of stuff that you were like, oh, guess what? This is my lifetime. I can clear the decks in this lifetime. I'm going to bring all this stuff with me because I know that by a certain time in my life or a certain level of consciousness, I'll be able to heal it and let it go and be done with it. Now, that doesn't mean it's easy. That doesn't mean it's fast, but it means you can do it. You can do it. And there's so many ways to do that. Through different healing modalities and tools. Some people do shamanic journeying. You can do Akashic records. You can do past lives. You can do hypnosis. You can do guided meditations. You can understand it mentally through various books or tools. See, you can get to the heart of it, and it's like something clicks for you. You do energy healing. You do EFT, tapping. There's so many ways that you can clear stuff. And it might feel like it's ongoing, but be easy on yourself because if you don't have too much expectation on yourself to do it all in a certain way or to do it all by a certain time, it'll flow through faster. It'll flow through faster. The other thing to share with you about these healing energies, is that they typically last, when you're conscious, it lasts throughout your life, that you, for example, you get triggered, right? Someone pisses you off, or they say something on your Facebook, or they send you a message or an email, or someone at work, right? Someone triggers you. But now you have the tools to work with it consciously. And so you don't respond or react in the old way that you would have done. You recognize it in yourself. You pull in and activate more of your sense of power. And you allow the triggers to help you grow. And all of this, it can feel like minutiae at times. It can feel really small. And you think, oh, who cares about one email? Or, oh, you know, it's just one thing at work and, you know, it's gone. But when you are working with these levels of consciousness on a daily basis, with each email or with each trigger or with those conversations, when you are working with it within yourself, it's like you're strengthening your own muscles. By doing that, you're strengthening your energy, you're strengthening your level of consciousness and your own sense of power. And as you do that, you actually start setting examples for other people, and you're then able to help other people work with their triggers. And that doesn't have to be in a big way. It could just be, you know, you share a story with a friend, and through conversation, she has an aha moment of, oh, my goodness, I could try that too. And then you've just helped her understand how to work with her triggers. So it's not like it's all small. It all has a, it all fits into this bigger plan that we each do our own parts to work with our own energies, even in the smallest way, and that's how we continue to change the energy on this planet And that's how we continue to raise the energy on this planet. It's truly amazing how consciousness has spread in the past 5 years and how more people are mindful. And there's more resources and conversations and topics and all this stuff that's coming up for people to really hear and embrace and understand. And so the more that we each do that, it speeds up that energy. And it actually, it expands exponentially. It's not a linear expansion. I'm trying to describe how I see this. It's like a firework. Right? A firework goes off and it goes boo all over the sky and it just expands in all these directions. It's a bit like that, but it expands exponentially. And then the end of each of those flares expands again. So that's how the energy moves. It doesn't move linearly, it moves exponentially. So getting back to why you could feel like you have your cargo ship of energies in this lifetime that you're looking to heal, I also have learned and have seen that this is because, again, some people have so many lifetimes where they couldn't heal something. And you died, you were killed, you were murdered, you were persecuted, you were burned at the stake. You weren't able to finish a story with somebody. You weren't able to reach completion on an energy. And so all of that can come up. And again, it's meant to help you return to your power, return to your connection to unconditional love for yourself and that spirit has for you. And it's meant to help us all heal and clear these energies on the planet. And so when we each do this, it really shines up our auras. We're all sparkly clean. It's basically, we're all going through a car wash, okay? And we're being like washed by all these different energies and forces. And you're clearing up all this stuff and these stories and these parts of your energy field that maybe you weren't even aware of. But you know how you go through a car wash and they clean everywhere. You know, they get the undercarriage and they get the top and they get the back. So it's like you really get sparkly clean here as you move through this healing process and through fully clearing all of your energies. And it's also because you're an older soul. You're an older soul. Just to give you an example of a younger soul, a lot of newer souls on the planet are really entrenched in 3D energies because they are here to experience 3D, which is the earth energy. So it's really about, say, money, power, fame, sexuality, all these things that, hey, they're not bad, but these are souls who chose to have very 3D experiences in this lifetime. And they are not interested in any other energy. I'm thinking of a particular family that's very famous these days. And I look at them and I'm like, these are souls who are having a very 3D experience in this lifetime. And they have all their television shows and all their endorsements and all that stuff. And every time I see one of them, I think this is a soul that's really in the 3D energy field. And when you can see it in that way, it actually helps remove any kind of a judgment or good or bad or those filters that we put on things, because you can see that when you choose to have a 3D experience, you're like enmeshed in it and you go all in. You know, you're all about the money and you're all about certain things that you think perhaps validate you or are love. But they're not, because the 3D has limitations in unconditional love, at least. So it's one version of love. It's one version that we all can understand in a way, especially, you know, I remember growing up and I grew up in the 80s, and I loved those teen magazines, Bop and Big Bopper. What were the other ones? I know some of you know. And it was like you'd see all these, because I was, let's say, 11, 12, and I'd see all these people who are just 4 or 5 years older than me, and they had the fame and the cute hair and the great clothes, and they were on TV shows. And you're like, oh, my goodness, wow, they have it all. Like, all of that right there is very 3D-esque, because it's all about our human experiences and our human senses. And then as you grow and you mature and you drop your subscription to Big Bopper, then you start to see things differently. And you elevate. But there's some people who will never drop their subscriptions to that paradigm, to that mindset. And I feel that this is part of where we also have spiritual maturity and being a spiritual adult, where you understand that some people are here for certain experiences. And it's not for any of us to decide what those are. I mean, that's a soul choice. That's their own free will. That's something that they need to experience for their own growth, for their own healing, for their own lessons, whatever the intention is. That's not for any of us to decide, is my belief. It's my belief. And so what we're understanding is that this earth playground will always have many paradigms and many energies. And those of us who are interested in clearing our energies, healing ourselves, expanding consciously, tapping into more love and light, and not in a cheesy way, but in a genuine way, well, you know, sometimes it's harder to be an adult at times. There's more responsibility with it. There's more awareness. There's this even expectation of yourself. Okay, how can I handle this in the best possible way? How can I show up in the conference room and be the best version of myself when I'm talking to everyone else who's in the 3D paradigm? Well, you have to speak their language. It's true. I can tell you that from my own experience. I was a corporate consultant for a number of years, and it was obviously very 3D energies, Fortune 500 company, and I advised them on strategy, email, marketing, all kinds of cool stuff. I loved it. It was really stimulating. But I had to speak their language or they couldn't hear me. So when you're that spiritual adult, you understand, too, that if you want people in 3D or people who are not interested in this information to hear you, you do have to speak their language with respect and with understanding, that that's how they can understand what the heck you're saying. But it's also understanding that that doesn't diminish who you are, what you're about, how you've grown, how far you've come, or what you've healed. And that's part of this back and forth bridge of being connected to the higher realms in the 5D, but understanding that we still have to keep resources to communicate with the 3D, right? Like we go back and forth in the bridge because we can feel that after we've healed a lot and we've changed and things have transformed within us, in a huge way, exponentially, well, you still have to have perhaps small talk with somebody at a party, or you need to be able to have a conversation at the family dinner with your long-distance relatives. So we have to maintain different skill sets. And to see that as something that strengthens you, that's something that you can do, you know, that you're gifted with the ability to talk in multiple languages, and that because you came here with the cargo ship of energies, that you have so many tools at your disposal. And it makes you more compassionate. It makes you more empathetic. It's why so many people identify as a light worker, because you bring in the light. And I also, there's been a huge change in that paradigm too. Lightworker is a word that's been around for a long time. And so there are people who are just coming to that term. And there are some of us who are kind of sick of that term because we're like, well, I've done the work. Now I'm a light holder. I'm holding the light. I'm being the light. It's different than working. Do you know what I mean? There's a different way to look at that. If you have felt exhausted as a light worker, then you can be a different version of that energy. You can be the lighthouse, the light beacon, the light holder, the light being. Choose something that resonates with you, that feels right. Because I feel that a lot of light workers, just like, you've been carrying this burden of like, how am I going to help the planet? And it's like you've been doing it for so long too that you're just, it feels like there's something that needs to be let go of there. So if that resonates with you, trust that, that you don't have to keep holding that job title, if you will, that you can change the job title to being something that resonates with you now. You know, there's more waves of people coming into this work. There's more waves of people who are now healing what they're ready to heal. And so there's always more people coming forward. And it literally is waves. It's waves and waves. And it's important to also honor your wave and how you need to move yourself forward and how you need to keep going into what serves you, into where your energy rises, into what feels right for you. So that's part of what happens too. Okay, so I'm getting the image right now of a cargo ship that's just dissolving. Just dissolving. And it just, because you don't have that density anymore. You don't carry it, or you just know that you've done so much and you're letting it transcend. And so that cargo ship with its 8 cartons is complete for you at a certain point. And you keep moving forward. You keep moving into what that next energy realm is. And that's also what's amazing about this human experience, friends, is that we get to keep moving forward. We have choice and we have free will. And free will is one of the beautiful things about this place. Free will is how we can also say, I need a break, maybe from the spiritual work. I need a break from the healing work. I need a break from doing all the work, from the light work. I mean, all work, right, is a 4-letter word sometimes because you have to work for it, and you just need to take a break. And that's also one of the gifts of this summer with all these retrograde planets is, again, you reassess. You recommit. You reprioritize. You do the RE words, and you say, this is where I'm at. This is who I am. This is how far I've come. This is what I've healed. So, again, it's that reassessing where you've been. And you reassess it with loving eyes for yourself and for others. You reassess it with the gifts of hindsight, of understanding, okay, I don't want to repeat that again, or I learned a lot from that experience, and now I'm ready to move on. There's times, too, when these things are not our choice. When someone else made the choice, someone else decided something, they broke up with you, you got fired, you know, they decided something and you were on the receiving end of the consequences or responsibility. Hey, we all have that, too. We all have that, too. We all have other people's choices that we're on the receiving end of. But this time, especially July and August, you're going to feel a reconnection to your power. And just as a heads up, we have the August 11th new moon solar eclipse in Leo. And during that week, I'm going to do this show for you about igniting more of that power, because that's when the sun and the moon line up in Leo, and it's like the sun gets turned up and activated in a really powerful way. So we're going to do a reactivation energy that week. It's a few weeks off, so it's not quite time yet. That means we're all moving through stuff, and we are, because the end of this, the end of right now is a time of letting go. We have this really big lunar eclipse coming up on July 27th. That's this week. And it's clearing things out. It's clearing out in a big way. I'll be talking more about that on the Wednesday show. I also have a video on YouTube that goes into the energies of the July 27th lunar eclipse. That's on my YouTube page if you want to watch that. I talk about each of the energies of the planets, the conversations they're having, what they're saying, and what to be aware of. So we have a lot going on right now, and we're meant to keep clearing it out, clearing it out. In your chart, you want to find where 4 and 5 degrees of Aquarius is, because that's where you're clearing out stuff. That's where you're letting it go at a very deep level. So again, this goes back to that cargo ship. Okay, you're clearing out your cargo ship of stuff, and that includes the people connected with that stuff. And some people could be like, great, sayonara, I never want to see those people again. And the other, and you could also feel a little bit sad that some people are leaving, and people could feel sad that you're leaving. That's part of what we experience too. We feel sadness, we have grief, we have loss. That's also part of the human journey. But when we allow ourselves to feel that and to move through it, to honor the grief, to honor the sadness, that's where you get more wisdom from it. And it leaves, and then something new comes in. So please know that if you feel like you've been on a long journey and you've been healing a lot and clearing a lot, recognize yourself and understand that there are millions on the planet who are doing that too, who are doing a lot of the deep clearing work, the hypnosis, the Akashic records, past life stuff. It's all big right now. And to know that it doesn't stay big forever when we honor it and we let it close out and we learn from it. And when you learn from it, when you learn from it, you actually raise your consciousness right there. That's why it's called an aha moment, because you're like, oh, I get it. And it's like you go up at the next rung on the consciousness ladder, the mindfulness ladder, because you understand what it was about, what you were learning, what you saw. And that doesn't stop. There is no ultimate summit of this journey, because there are so many energies that we experience. We continue to spiral up, and it's a spiral of infinity. In fact, one of the fascinating things about our galaxy is that it's been proven in science that the Milky Way, everything that goes towards the Milky Way galaxy spirals into the Milky Way, spirals in towards that point, and then you know there's other galaxies out there, so it just keeps moving. So the spiral literally just keeps going. So again, unburden yourself if there's too much in your mind or in your heart or that you're carrying emotionally. Understand you have so many resources and support for doing this work right now. You are an old soul. You have a lot of wisdom. You're connected with light. You are love. And you're activating more of that in this lifetime than ever before. And that's why it's such a big energy, because you're remembering who you are. You're remembering your connection to Source. And that can feel overwhelming, just the love you can feel from that. So please know, my friend, that it is a big time for humanity. And if you're feeling that, I am blessed and honored that you are here and that we're all doing this together. We are doing this together. You are not alone in this. I so appreciate that you're listening to this podcast. And I'll be back on Wednesday with another show for you. And in the meantime, you can check out my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. I also have 12 books out there. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Kobo. I'm on most of the book distribution sites. And I am honored that you are here with me and that we're doing this together. So thank you so much. Namaste. And I hope to see you back here at my next show on Wednesday. So take good care, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.